Paul, Patrick scored two goals tonight. He sits in there and talks very almost unemotionally about what he's doing and the things that are happening around him. I think he's tied for the NHL lead in goals. Do you get the impression that he's not impressed, or what do you see?
I think he's just used to scoring goals. You know, like I take it back to that first week of camp. I came back, he was very frustrated with all the crossbars he was hitting in the nets that he was missing. And a week later, I realized why, because he's just used to scoring those goals. I mean, we had a real good angle on it. That one, he knew where it was going for sure. The second one, there's not a lot of room there. And he does it so often, you know that's where he was putting it. He's a spectacular shooter for sure.
More emotional behind the scenes than we see?
I think he's, he's got a, you know, he's got a big smile on his face an awful lot. He enjoys being on the ice. He enjoys practicing. He's got a couple months with his teammates now, going back to the end of August a little bit. So he's a little more comfort level there. He certainly has all the respect of his teammates for his ability, and he's working, he's competing. His 5-on-5 game's real nice. I think you got a guy that's actually a really humble person, and it's important to him that he portrays himself as that. That's who he is. He's probably not going to be throwing a parade for himself after he scores a couple goals. He has that expectation.
Other than Laine's shot, what was working so well? What did you like about the power play tonight?
Well, the first one especially. We've put an awful lot of pucks at the net on our power play. It's something we've been good at. And what I liked is we seemed to bounce back, because their second one we didn't get any action off of, but they came back and held their confidence. So I've liked the structure of our power play, and all the numbers don't tell you that I'm right, but I've liked the idea of it and the foundation of it.
No practice is supposed to be detrimental to the young guys. Were you surprised at all the young players that had such an impact?
No, I think no practice helps the young guys in their legs and their recovery. I think this is still a real adjustment for them all, the pace of the game. You worry about sharpness and quickness, and it's still, we don't have enough time in with no practice yet. Well, I'll let you know in 2 or 3 weeks how it's affecting everybody.
Connor Hellebuck's game tonight, what did you think? And with lots of shots, but did you like the way the team played defensively?
I thought he made some saves look a little bit easier. We collapsed the net wall on a lot of the PK scrums that were around. Both he and Michael Hutchinson are trending upward in terms, for me, their quality of play.
How did you like playing with the lead for once?
I really liked the way this thing went at 3-1. I thought the bench was really good. And you know, the story of the game is that we get some D-zone coverage time after that. We're solid in it, but Lowry's line goes out and has the big shift that gets us back into there. And they were fantastic all night. I haven't seen a guy with 4 takeaways on the sheet in an awful long time. And Joel Armia's stick was great. Adam Lowry's face-off, that's got to be the most minutes he's ever played in the National Hockey League, and he looks strong in doing it. That line, again, for us now is probably 4 games in a row where they seem to have a great chemistry together.
That's real good for the whole group, especially when you're playing again tomorrow night, when you can play with the lead and you don't have to.
Right, so all the Munners, those minutes would have been even lower if we didn't get into the PK, because now I'm using Scheif and Wheeler. You know, I wanted them under 20 if I could get away with it tonight, and I still think I can get more minutes out of Burmistrov's line if the power play penalty kills fall a little differently. Those were big numbers tonight. So I liked the structure of our lines. I liked our game for sure.
Hellebuck has, you know, played well tonight. You play again tomorrow night. One of those tests and one of those evaluation things is how a guy handles the stress of a back-to-back. Yeah. Would you like to see that?
No, not this time. Not now. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you that right now. Hutchie's going tomorrow. I'm not afraid of playing a guy back-to-back. I used to do it all the time, but we didn't ever seem to have back-to-back jammed in with games every second night. So this is a different environment that we're in. We're going to keep both of them fresh. I really like Hutch's game. For me, the only difference between tonight and last game is we scored. And it changed when you get a little, and you're at home and the crowd, you know, when you score in the first minute, that usually gives the crowd at least a hopeful night. And they were alive, and we fed off that pretty well.
Paul, how did you like the way Kyle Connor responded to being a healthy scratch, and do you think that goal will give him some confidence going forward?
Should give him some confidence. What I liked about him is that he was, I felt, quite a bit more patient, and I'd like he and Nicky to develop some of that calm and that confidence in their game, that when they get a chance, I mean, as good a play, and Nicky Ehlers made a hell of a play delaying at the end, keeping speed and then delaying. But Kyle, that happens because he's got that kind of speed that he could get up the ice and open up enough time. So that when the puck came to him, it was a relaxed shot. It was a placed shot. So with those two young guys, knowing that they're going to get a chance or two a night like that, just being patient and being around it and not forcing it, I'd like to see those two guys develop that kind of mindset.
And you talked about getting Tyler Myers a few more minutes. I think he was right around 25, as you had said earlier, and he really seemed to respond with a good game today.
Tyler, a little bit like the Lowry line. I think Tyler's last three or four games, again, another guy he feels good. He's skating well. It's good to get him on the scoreboard. We ask him to do so much more here, he and Toby, against the other team's best most night. But he's skating very, very well, and he can handle those minutes.
Paul, with Drew out, have you decided on who you're calling up?
No, we're going to hammer that out right now. We got a couple of guys with bags packed, so we just wanted to make sure we'll wait to talk to our medical guys, see what position's the most nicked up. But we're expecting, as of right now, that we would have the same lineup for tomorrow.